Good morning, guys. This is my first podcast. I don't know really how this works or how to go about it. My name is Micah Brogan. Sorry, I paused. I wasn't sure where to give like a podcast name or like my real name. So I'm not really sure how to start this. It is January 29th at 9:12 a.m. in the morning here in Grove, Oklahoma. Standing outside. A little chilly. It's not bad though. It's bearable. That's my second attempt at this. Last time I fucked up. Of course it always does. And now I know I only have 5 minutes to do this. So that is awesome. So my podcast is going to be life and sports talk. 5 minutes isn't really enough to kind of freestyle on life because I carry on and on. So today will be sports. I'll run down. My Clippers won and the Cavs won. Basketball is going good right now. Right now, like the season, shaky. So that's good. The big talk right now is obviously the biggest game in the world. Unless you're a soccer fan, I don't know why you would be. You know, when you do the World Cup thing. But biggest game in the world is the Super Bowl, and ain't a whole lot to talk about that because we know Tom Brady's gonna go in there, him and his Patriots. They're going there and do what they do, which is win. That's what's going to happen. It's, you know, if Carson Wentz was playing, it would probably be totally different because Carson Wentz is a beast. He improvises and just goes off the top too good. But the Eagles are still solid with Nick Foles. Nick Foles is not a, I mean, obviously, they did work for the Minnesota Vikings, but he's just not a quarterback that's, I think, going to come in there and just, he's not a Super Bowl quarterback. He's, you know, if the Eagles would have played all season with him, they would not be here. He got in, the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, maybe? And he's had a couple good games in the playoffs, but he's not a Super Bowl quarterback. Tom Brady, they do what they do. You can go back and say they cheated and all that, but the fact remains, they have the rings to prove it. And I hate people, all the haters, man. I used to be a hater. But as long as they have the rings to say they won, can't do a whole lot about it. Until they go back and take the rings, it is what it is. You know, you people, haters, have no say in taking the rings back or if that win did or did not count. And it's all bullshit, too. I will give the Tuck rule. I'll give that up, though. Because back in the day, I didn't catch the game. I wasn't really a Brady fan back then. I didn't really appreciate how good he was as a quarterback. When you watch him, he's just flawless. He's the perfect quarterback. I know it's changing, more mobile and shit. But as far as, the generic quarterback you wanted in the 70s, 80s, 90s, he's that dude. I seen the Tuck rule a couple weeks ago, and yeah, I'll give you guys that. But that's one time, and he has, now 7 other appearances and 4 other wins besides that 1 year. You can't even give him those 4 years. I mean, it's crazy the way people hate. And it's like, he's such a good dude on and off the field. Yeah, he's a little baby sometimes, and he's whiny and all that shit, but he's never really caused any trouble, especially off the field. Like, people hate LeBron James. It's just crazy that we can't sit back and appreciate greatness. We have to talk shit on it. And then when it's gone, we'll regret that we didn't just sit back and take it in. So, that being said, I will wrap this up because I have 10 seconds left. I hope to have some of you listen to me in the future. And you all have a blessed day. Thank you.